This is Business Beat. Welcome. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. To dock or not to dock? That is the question. Well, that's the question some Midwest dairy farmers are debating now that the National Milk Producers Federation has taken a stand against the widespread practice of cutting off cowtails. That's tail docking. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress Swanson explores why this isn't just a cut-and-dried decision.
Most people who haven't milked a cow might think of it as a sort of back-to-the-land moment. Just you and your cow out in the barn, communing with nature. Milk her for a while and voila, fresh, creamy milk. But the truth is, milking can be a very, very dirty job.
I have been hit many, many times right in the face by a tail with manure.
That's Matt Waldron. He teaches dairy nutrition and health at the University of Missouri. Looking at his office with its life-sized cardboard cutout of a black and white Holstein, it's no surprise he's worked on dairies most of his life, or that he's gotten whacked in the face with a wet, smelly cowtail more times than he can count.
And all of a sudden you go to step out of the stall, and there she just whacks it right completely across your face, in your mouth. You were talking to another person over on the other side of the barn at the same time when she hit you in the mouth, and so you've got a mouthful of feces and urine in the eyes.
Wow.
If a cow has a tail, it's going to happen.
That's a big if, though, because many dairy producers cut off or dock their cows' tails. It's a practice that was introduced in the New Zealand dairy industry in the early 1900s, and it wasn't just about inconvenience. Cow tails were thought to be the cause of an outbreak of leptospirosis among milkers, a disease caused by bacteria found in animal urine. Dairy producers in the U.S. got in on the practice, in part because they believed docking also led to cleaner cows. But recent studies show there's no scientific proof that docking keeps cows healthier or that it stops the spread of disease. It's also less of a concern today, according to Waldron, because workers have less contact with cows in modern milking parlors. Now just half the dairies in the U.S. dock their cows' tails, according to the latest study done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Docking is more common on the East Coast and in the Midwest, though. Missouri's largest dairy, Heartland Creamery, docks its 3,900 milking cows' tails down to short little stubs. Here's Joe Vian, the dairy manager at Heartland.
It's our whole program right now. That is the standard operating procedure for Heartland Dairy, is to dock the tails at 24 months of age.
Heartland doesn't dock the tails until the cows are ready to milk. They first cut the lower quarters of the tails off and then apply tight rubber rings to the new ends of the tails to cut off blood circulation. Vian says he doesn't think it hurts a cow more than a piercing would.
It's not a drawn-out process that we take the tails off. It's as quick and as painless as we can possibly do it for them.
He says docking helps keep their cows from getting mastitis. That's an udder infection caused by bacteria, which can keep cows from producing milk. Keeping the cows healthy is a top priority at Heartland. Heartland Creamery is a business, though, and VN says getting through the worst drought in decades is more of a concern for him than whether or not to dock his cows' tails. But public opinion may hold the trump card here. Noted animal advocate Temple Grandin teaches animal science at Colorado State University.
A lot of people that want to dock cows just want to do it for convenience, the milkers. They don't want to get slimed by tails.
Grandin says she's seen more flies on cows with docked tails because they don't have tails to flick them off. Many dairies have also given up on tours because they're tired of explaining to visitors why the cows look so funny.
I think in ag, we got to look at everything that we do and go, could you explain this from the wedding guests from New York or Chicago? And, you know, you see a cow out there covered with flies, wiggling a nubbin. I don't think that's something we want to show the wedding guests.
Bearing in mind public opinion is one of the reasons that the National Milk Producers Federation voted this summer to take a stand against docking. Like Grandin, the industry trade group says there's no science behind the benefits to docking, and so it's urging producers to stop the practice by 2022. For opponents of docking, 10 years is way too long, though. The Humane Society, for example, says the practice causes cows unnecessary pain and it should be stopped immediately. But there is an alternative to cowtail docking, and it's being done at the Foremost Dairy in Columbia, Missouri. Fall is a busy time at the University of Missouri-owned dairy. It's a time of year when veterinarian Scott Polk trims the switches off the tails of the dairy's 425 cows. In his blue jumpsuit, rubber boots, and baseball cap, Polk demonstrates the procedure. He sidles up to a big Holstein with an ordinary pipe cutter in his hand.
We're going to take off her ponytail is what we're doing.
With the other hand, he picks up the cow's 3.5-foot-long tail.
I have to find the end of her tail bones, Okay, obviously we don't want to cut that.
Poke takes hold of the long curly hair at the end of her tail and uses his pipe cutter to cut.
Cut that. So it's just like getting a haircut.
And did she feel that at all, do you think?
No, just like you getting your hair cut. Don't feel it.
Increasingly, livestock producers who don't dock are trimming cowtail switches like Poke does. California and Rhode Island have banned tail docking, and Ohio is moving to phase out the practice by 2018. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
Now, many people don't know what a messy job milking can be. Fortunately, we have reporter Abby Fentress-Swanson in the studio to tell us about her report on the topic. Welcome, Abby.
Hi, Chris.
So, I have to know, did you get a face full of poopy, slimy cowtail while on this report?
No, I didn't. I was lucky enough to avoid the cow tail with manure on it. And that was partially because I wasn't milking a cow. I was actually just visiting the Foremost Dairy in Columbia with the dairy's veterinarian, Dr. Scott Polk. But he did show me with a pipe cutter how he trims off the bottom of a cow's tail. And that did keep the manure down on the cow. And also it allowed her to still flip flies off of her back.
How effective is this trimming the cow switches?
Well, I think this is a compromise. It's sort of being newly done more than ever now because fewer producers are docking than, say, 50 or 60 years ago. So what he told me and what other producers told me is that it is pretty effective because it keeps the manure down. You take basically half a foot to a foot off of the bottom of the cow's tail. So that keeps the manure down, but it also allows the cow to continue to flip flies off her back, which is a major concern, especially in the summer heat.
Now, one of your livestock producers said that the drought is actually more of an issue to him right now. And you are also working on a drought project.
Yes, I'm working on a really cool interactive crowdsourced map. Basically, we reached out to over 1,000 producers that we have in our harvest network, and we asked them to send us stories about how they were doing with the drought, what their herd was looking like, and what their pasture land was looking like. And then we sort of mashed all that information into a really cool interactive map.
Abby, thank you so much for stopping by Business Beat today.
Thanks, Chris.
And that will do it for Business Beat this week. You can add your drought story to KBIA's map and tell us what you think about tail docking at kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.